This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, being patient with children that are all grown up. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear friends, it is such an honor to be here at your service. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about being patient with our children who are now all grown up. Of course, as a part of an Islamic lifestyle, one of the most important things and steps that we take in our Islamic lifestyle is to get married. And of course, within this Islamic lifestyle, the next thing that comes up is this idea of having children. As this is most probably what can be understood to be the ultimate purpose of getting married, that is to have children and to bring up and raise and present the next generation of Muslims who are proud of living an Islamic lifestyle to the world. Now, alhamdulillah, we have realized based upon previous programs that we have to have the perspective of living an Islamic lifestyle. Now, this perspective of the Islamic lifestyle, of course, stems from and is sourced in the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the infallible and immaculate Imams, alayhim as-salam. Now, when it comes to Islamic lifestyle and patience, of course, plays an integral part. We're going to have to be patient and persevere and be steadfast in the various phases of our lives. Now, if we have been blessed by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with children, hopefully we have been able to persevere and endure the phase and the stage of infancy and there being toddlers and preteens and teenagers. And hopefully by this time, you know, our children are now all grown up. Now, we kind of have to keep in mind that despite the fact that our children are now all grown up, that doesn't mean that we stop being patient. Matter of fact, it seems that this patience of ours when it comes to our children in this Islamic lifestyle, it just kind of changes its form and its manifestation just a little bit. But being patient with our children that are all grown up, of course, is a very, very important thing that we are going to have to consider and implement in our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about being patient with our children who are now, alhamdulillah, all grown up and they are considered to be adults. Now, what we find in this stage of being a parent and in this stage of our Islamic lifestyle, of course, because we have passed all of the initial stages of these children. At this point in time, we will still have to be patient, right? These children who are now adults and they are just starting to take their first steps of, you know, true independence and going out into the world, they're going to need guidance, they are going to need help, they are going to need advice, and they're going to need somebody to help them with these experiences of being an adult and these experiences, of course, of being independent from their parents. Unfortunately, in the Western world and in the modern perspective of thinking, which is not really modern, it is more uncivilized and barbaric, if you will. So children who are turn 18, they become independent, and many of times they are kicked out of the house when they turn 18, and it is said to them that you must go and be independent and earn your own way through life and these kind of things, which is quite unfortunate because at the age of 18, many of these children are really children. They haven't really become adults. And it isn't until in the present day and the present age that it is really 20, 21, 22, when they really kind of start to become adults, if not later. For boys, you know, they might even reach up to the age of 24, where they are really, you know, can be considered to be kind of an adult who can now, you know, run his own household. And for girls, the age is usually a little bit younger by the time they're, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21 or so, they're able to, if they're raised properly. But we are going to have to, at this age of these children, help them, guide them, be patient when they want to make decisions that could be harmful for them, and they don't want to listen to the parents because they think that they're adults. We're going to have to be patient, but continue to persevere and be determined to help them, to guide them in a very kind and caressing and, you know, explanatory manner, more than a very harsh and in-your-face tone. But most definitely, we are going to have to be patient with our children that are grown up in order to help them to be able to live an Islamic lifestyle as well as us living an Islamic lifestyle in this age of ours.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.